Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
In the quiet suburbs of Arlen, Texas, Dale Gribble lived his life in a perpetual state of suspicion, always believing that the government, aliens, or some other nefarious entity was out to get him. Dale's paranoia was both his blessing and his curse. But this time, his paranoia wasn't just paranoia. It was justified. One evening, as Dale was tinkering in his backyard, he noticed a suspicious figure lurking in the shadows. His keen instincts immediately went into overdrive, and he knew he was being watched. Dale's heart raced as he discreetly observed the figure, trying to gather as much information as he could without revealing himself. The next day, Dale became even more vigilant, constantly scanning his surroundings for any signs of surveillance. He checked for hidden cameras, tapped his phone for bugs, and even scanned the skies for drones. But no matter how hard he looked, he couldn't shake the feeling that someone was always watching. Days turned into weeks, and Dale's paranoia reached new heights. He barely slept, fearing that he would be abducted in the dead of night. His friends, Hank, Bill, and Boomhauer, grew concerned about Dale's increasingly erratic behavior. "Hank, I tell you, they're watching me. I can feel it," Dale would insist, his eyes darting around nervously. "Dale, you're just letting your imagination run wild again. You need to calm down," Hank would reply, trying to reassure his friend. But Dale couldn't calm down. His mind was consumed with thoughts of who could be spying on him and why. He even started to suspect his own friends, wondering if they were secretly working for the government. One afternoon, while conducting a routine sweep of his house for bugs, Dale stumbled upon a hidden camera disguised as a smoke detector. His suspicions were confirmed. Someone was definitely spying on him. Determined to uncover the truth, Dale set out on a mission to track down the culprit. After weeks of relentless investigation, Dale finally caught a break. He followed a trail of clues that led him to a nondescript house on the outskirts of town. With adrenaline coursing through his veins, Dale approached the house with caution, ready to confront the person who had been spying on him. To his surprise, the door was answered by a man who looked just as paranoid as Dale himself. The man's name was Larry, and he was a fellow prepper who had been monitoring Dale's activities under the assumption that he was a government agent. "You're not with the government?" Larry asked, his eyes darting around nervously. Dale shook his head, realizing that they were both victims of their own paranoia. "No, I'm just a regular guy trying to protect my family from the impending apocalypse." Larry's expression softened, and he extended a hand in friendship. "I'm sorry for suspecting you, Dale. It's just that I've been burned before, and I can't afford to take any chances. Dale nodded in understanding, realizing that they were more alike than he had initially thought. No hard feelings, Larry. We're both just trying to survive in this crazy world. As they chatted, Hank Bill and Boomhauer arrived on the scene, having followed Dale's trail of clues. They were relieved to see that Dale was safe and sound, but they couldn't help but laugh at the absurdity of the situation. Hank, I think we just stumbled upon the ultimate showdown of the paranoid, Bill joked, earning a chuckle from the group. Hank shook his head in amusement. Well, I guess it just goes to show that you never know who's watching you. But in the end, it's nice to know that Dale's got someone looking out for him, even if it's just another conspiracy theorist. And as the sun set over Aline Dale and Larry continued to swap stories of government cover-ups and doomsday scenarios, bonding over their shared paranoia and newfound friendship. After all, in a world as unpredictable as theirs, it never hurt to have someone watching your back, even if they were spying on you at the same time.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.